This is the non-confrontational podcast. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the non-confrontational podcast. I'm joined today, obviously, with Pepsi and Greg. How you guys doing?
Who else do you think you'd be joined by?
You know, sometimes we could have a guest maybe one day.
We haven't done a guest yet. It's just,
I know, but imagine one day I'll add a name to that and everybody who's listening will be caught off guard. That'd be cool.
I find it funny more because when you're like, I'm joined today by Greg and Pepsi, it's almost as if like you're running the podcast and we're your special guests here.
We're just the tag-alongs, yeah. We're just here for the...
No, that's not what I mean. Maybe I'll change it. Next week, I'll have something different lined up.
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Because when you say it like that, you're right. It does sound weird.
in the heart of... Okay, guys, so this is Julian's podcast right now, and me and Pepsi have been just fucking coat... What's the same?
My little code monkeys. My little fucko boingos.
No, we just been we just been riding his tail to 10,000 followers on TikTok.
Yeah. 10,000. Let's big go. 10,000.
Big 10K. Yeah, no, thank you all. That was like we did it all within February, which is pretty cool. It was February 28th, you know, a shorter month. It was ending, and I remember I was just checking my phone over and over again. Like, I thought we weren't gonna hit it, and then all of a sudden the Paul Blart TikTok. We call it the Paul Blart TikTok. It's, I think, Guess the Movie Part.
Because it's the profile,
I think it's Guess the Movie Part 9. The thumbnail's Paul Blart. The movies to guess aren't Paul Blart. And so it was popping off, and I was just watching it, and we're like, oh, we're going to hit it. And you know what? I find every time there's like something big happening for us guys, I'm always like texting you, and you guys just don't answer. Like, I was spamming the chat.
Yeah, that is true. Greg's done that a few times now.
Like, when the first video went viral, I was spamming and calling you guys, and you guys weren't answering. And then we're about to hit 10K, and I'm spamming and calling you and spamming and calling you and spamming and calling you. And I'm calling Pepsi, and he's like, sorry, I was with family. I'm not answering my phone right now. I'm like, I'm just trying to let you know that we just hit 10K. He's like, oh, my God.
But it's so surreal, because it's like it still hasn't, like, hit me yet. It's like, that's 10,000 like people that you watch our videos and like listen to our thing, and it's just insane. Like, I can't even put into words.
It's really cool. It's really, really nice to see. I love it.
We're at 10,000.
I can't believe it.
10,500 as of this podcast today, which is pretty cool.
Was that our New Year's resolution? That was our New Year's resolution, let's just say that.
To hit 10K.
it was mine
to get 10K on more than 10K, but 10K is a good start.
It is.
Okay.
Our joint effort.
But, you know, one of you take it away. What do you guys want to do?
No, I was going to say, so I recently got a haircut, as you could see in this. I don't know if you see the video, but if you do, I got a haircut. I was going to say, do you guys agree with me that your confidence goes from like 0 to 10 when you get a haircut?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Unless they butcher your chop, though. Unless you get a fucking dachshund haircut.
They did that to you once, I remember.
Horrible.
Actually,
a few times, bro. One time I remember I was in grade 7, and I went to a different place than I usually go to get my hair cut. And the lady that was cutting my hair didn't speak much English. And I came back, and I had triangles all over my head.
Oh,
my sideburns were triangles.
Oh, my God, yeah.
The back of my head was a triangle. Oh, it was everything. Oh, I didn't even know what I got. At school was asking me, like, what happened? I'm like, I don't know.
Okay, this is, like, this is going to sound mean, but it's going to come across mean. I'm sorry, June. There was one. Do you remember the one where you sent me the picture and your head looked like a carrot? Like, the sides of your head were literally like they were shaved down. Like, it was like a zero. Like, if you know, like, the levels, it was to your scalp, but then you just had your hair really long on top. So it looked like the part of the carrot you pull.
Yeah. No, but it looked horrible. What happened with Julian's hair is it would look like he went in and he was just like, yeah, just give me a flat top. Like, they took a razor on a string and just swung it across the top of his hair. And it was just literally, you could use it as a ruler, just straight.
I was actually talking about this with my family at dinner the other night. And I don't know if this is being mean to you in elementary school, Julian, but I'd say you had like the biggest glow up out of everyone. Maybe Pepsi. I guess you had a pretty good glow up too. Never mind. I forgot.
I think Julian was always cute.
Let me put it.
I was gonna say, I never considered myself that ugly.
Let me put it this way: it's not that you looked bad, but I think you look a lot better now. You look really good now. I don't know. I think it's the beard or something, or your long hair recently. It's been like when you just have it and it's like hanging. I'm like, you know, it fucking looks good, man. I like it.
Yeah, you do look better. That's for sure.
Backhanded compliments from Greg. You used to look like shit. No.
Thank you guys.
No, I think it's really nice to hear. It's because I was looking through old pictures, and I think it's I like the mustache now. I saw the chin strap. I was like, oh, that just doesn't look right. Julian needs the mustache.
It's because I couldn't grow a mustache. Like, I couldn't grow it nicely, so chin strap. Yeah.
No, I used to look like a dweeb in elementary school.
I mean, like, I didn't look much better.
We all looked fucking dumb.
Yeah. I don't look much.
Guys, we all look much better.
Me and Greg
now.
Were talking about this the other night. Come on, I don't think anybody was on the same level. I used to wear white cargo shorts and button-up shirts to play fucking road hockey. Like, come on, that's just asking for it.
I lost my breath. I'm not even kidding. When you you sent that in our group chat, I don't even remember what we were talking about. And
I would literally come to grade seven or grade eight with a sweater vest and a tie and a fucking black and white checkered fedora.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
Well, I got a haircut. Do I look like I have more confidence? I don't know. My hair doesn't look like it's that much cut, but, like, my hair was very, very
You
long.
Cut your hair mad short once, and we lambasted you for it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
No.
Yeah. It's like
yeah, you almost buzzed it. It was bad.
You were really short for once.
Yeah.
We let you have it. It was, like, a bad decision or something, and we weren't very sensitive about it. I remember that.
I don't recall that. I feel like, yeah, you guys...
It was in high school.
I feel like the only thing you guys attacked me about in appearance was what I used to wear. Like,
yeah.
What was it? Yeah. You guys used to...
Vaughn Panthers.
Yeah,
because
I would always wear my hockey... bench. ...stuff. But you know what was so funny? Is, like, they would roast me constantly about what I would wear. They'd be like, Greg, you either come wearing your Vaughn Panthers hoodie or something from bench, right? And I was like... That's what they would say to me, okay? Our friend Patrick wore one hoodie throughout all fucking high school. Julian, you would find Julian in gray sweatpants and a white, black, or gray t-shirt. That's it. Pepsi would come in khakis.
That's exactly what I'm wearing right now.
That. Like, look, and Pepsi would come in khakis or fucking button-up shirts before high school. And then in high school... every time we saw you, you're just in your fucking boxer shorts, because if you weren't in your freaking you school uniform, you're in boxer shorts in a fucking old rock t-shirt. So I'm like, why am I getting fucking roasted about my freaking wear when all of you have your fucking fits too that are, like, consistent?
We all did have our style. It was kind of like a cartoon when everybody's got the same clothes on. We would just rotate colors, but it was always the same.
Mine was always a backwards style. Baseball cap too, always. So Julian, you've been really excited all week to do these
Guess the Movie
segments. You said you had some good ones prepped.
Yeah, I had three, like, really good ones, and I actually just kind of liked them.
I have never won this game. I don't think. Yeah, I don't think. Julian's beat me every time.
I think there was one time where you tied with me. It was pretty close. Or, like, if we go back to the footage, I think it was, like, I got the first one, then you just gave yourself the second point, even though we tied on the second point. But the delay.
No,
the delay.
I got you on that one.
But we found out that was because of the timing with the videos, so we were all yelling at each other for, like, no reason.
Yeah.
Really, we were all innocent.
I don't care about the competition at all. I don't care if I win or not. I just like the funny fucking Guess the Movies.
I love Guess the Movie.
Guess the Movie is our bread and butter. It's what got us to where we are today.
It is. It's the golden goose. I've told you, I've seen people dance all the way up to, like, 100,000 followers minimum.
I don't,
so, like, if we just keep guessing movies.
First, dancing, though, is because, like, they're freaking...
But it's the same dance. Yeah, but, it's the same dance. Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Is it a hot...
It's like...
Is it a hot girl, though?
Like that.
Is it a hot girl, though?
No, it's a dude. No, two dudes.
Oh, fuck. Is it a hot dude?
Yeah, they're pretty good looking.
Are they really good at dancing?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a little... It's hard to tell because it's the same dance. Like, if you practice one dance long enough, you'll be good at it.
I guess my tough... You ever see me do the shuffle? I don't think it looks better every time I do it, even though I practice it.
But if you practice it, you could get it.
You used to tear up the fucking... You used to tear up the dance floor back in grade 8.
No, that's...
Tear it up.
No, I would not. That was not me. No, I don't know. I don't want to name names, but do you remember when the one kid, like... burst the door open and came in fucking shuffling, like...
Oh, yeah, that was fucking...
Do you know
hilarious.
Who I'm talking about? So do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Like,
I don't want to name names, but I'll never forget, like, fucking Party Rock Anthem comes in, I see double doors swing open, this dude's walking in but shuffling. Like, he's not walking, he's shuffling through the doors.
Pepsi, you dominated the day. Remember one time you got up on stage and did the robot? You were, like, hitting your arm and then you activated yourself.
Go back.
In grade 8, 8, I was like...
Do you remember Quebec grade 8? Pepsi was on the stage with a microphone. It wasn't on. And he was rapping Macklemore, dancing, performing like a fucking show. And we were like his backup dancers. Me, and Julian, we were arm wrestling
in the corner.
Yeah.
We were arm wrestling in the corner. And then that song came on. I don't know which one.
You smoked the guy who you were arm wrestling.
And I was like, sorry, I got to go perform. That was the only time I felt confident. And I walked out with my chest out, my big ass titties bouncing around.
Like the ceiling can't hold us. That was the song.
Yeah.
It was. I don't know why you got so fired up for that, but I remember you went to 100 like so quickly. It was hilarious.
Yeah, you're arm wrestling. You're like, hold on, that's my song. Bang! And then you fucking just ran. Boom.
All right, here. Let's start the guess the movie. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start with the weakest one first. A group of magicians with guns play Robin Hood.
Now You See Me.
Pepsi's right. It's Now You See Me.
Well, can we stop for a moment? They don't have guns.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Guess them in the Now You See Me too.
No one has guns.
Yeah, I don't remember.
No one has guns.
The cops have guns.
Yeah.
They had guns at one point.
No one has guns. There's no killing or anything in that movie.
The cops do have guns. They shoot at them.
Yeah, the cops do, but cops always have guns. I was gonna say now you
didn't tell me nobody had guns.
I was gonna say now I was gonna say
none of them.
I
no.
swear on my life I was.
Are you serious?
Did you watch the movie or did you just go with it?
Yeah.
I'm not.
No, I watched the movie.
There's not a single gun in that movie.
Really?
No.
I vividly remember guns in
it. No, there's a fucking fight scene with what's it called with Dave Franco and he's using cards to fight the fucking cop. Why would he be fucking whipping cards at him instead of the fucking pulling out his Glock? Like, there's not a single...
Dude, I swear I remember a gun in that movie. Like, I remember Dave Franco specifically with a gun.
No, he fights the cops
when they invade his...
Holy, that's gotta be a Mandela effect or something. Dude, I swear I remember guns. Not a lot of guns, but, like, occasional gunplay.
There are guns. There's quite a few scenes where they shoot at them, yeah.
Yeah, but I remember them shooting back. Or, like...
Pepsi, I think you're wrong. I don't think they ever shoot at them. Because why would they shoot at them?
I see people with guns now. It's Mark Ruffalo's character has guns?
In the first movie, he's the FBI agent.
Yeah, he has a gun. See, maybe I was getting confused with
and
him.
And in the second movie, there's some guns too. Like there are, but the magicians never have the guns and shoot at anyone.
Hmm. Well, technically, spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't seen it, magicians do technically have the guns because Mark Ruffalo.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't count.
Okay, hit us with the next one.
Chinese kids beat up an immigrant.
Karate Kid.
Oh, fucking Karate Kid.
Yeah, Karate Kid, the 2010
one.
Special.
The Jaden Smith one.
The Jaden Smith
I
one.
Said that before you even said the 2010 special because they beat up Jaden Smith.
Yeah.
I think I got that
I remember
one first.
Going to the theater for that movie. I went to the theater one of the first days it came out. I was sitting right in the front and I was a little kid. I was 10 years old. I didn't see a thing. Because you're right at the front screen. You can never see anything when you're right in the front.
That movie has made me cry the hardest. Yeah, I know I said it before.
Yeah,
but
we talked about that.
It blows my mind, dude. I don't know why that movie makes you cry.
I don't know.
I can't even remember an emotional scene that makes like
when Jackie Chan is absolutely sledgehammering the fucking car because his wife and daughter died in it.
Oh yeah, that scene is emotional.
And then he fixes it just to break it again.
Maybe the points that I just don't remember why. I forgot Jackie Chan was in it. I don't know why.
Jaden Smith, Karate Kid versus Ralph Macchio. Is that his name, Ralph Macchio?
Yeah.
That's something like that. I mean,
I don't know.
I'm going to say Jaden Smith.
I like Jaden Smith because like, it was more like a new age. It was like funny.
No, you're on crack if it's not the Ralph Macchio one.
Yeah, it's a very unpopular opinion. There's no way I could even argue
like,
it either.
And I'm not saying that the Jaden Smith one was bad. It was great, but...
But did Ralph Macchio have a fucking song with Justin Bieber?
That's what I'm saying. That's
never
why.
Say never. Ralph...
Yeah, Ralph Macchio never sang with Justin Bieber, so...
No, points but like, no one says pick up the coat and put down the coat, but everyone says wax on, wax off.
That's true. Yeah, that's you got true. Me there.
I can't even argue against that. Ready for the last one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
30-year-old man child stalks girl in bathroom, wins her over eventually anyways.
Elf.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it.
It is Elf.
I knew it. I remember the scene. I don't know why I remember the scene where he's like,
he's in the, because it's creepy. It's a creepy so scene. Creepy.
He's singing.
I haven't watched Elf in like, oh my god, fucking 8 years.
I remembered like that just clicked in the scene where he's sitting there and singing. She's singing. What are they singing again?
I can't remember. It's like a, whatever. It's like a emotional.
It's cold
song
outside. Maybe it's
like
cold
that.
Outside. Maybe it's cold outside. I'm pretty sure.
Is that? I believe you.
I think that's it. I just remember the scene. Yeah.
And it's creepy.
Yeah.
Because she's showering and he's just sitting in there all like he's trying to be cute or something and then she's like, "What the fuck are you doing in here?" And it's just
great movie, but you know what? Overplayed. We watched it every single year in elementary.
Because of elementary school.
Every single year in elementary school. But I don't know why. You said creepy man follows girl in the bathroom, wins her over, and Elf just clicked in my head.
It's because that we've seen that scene like 15 times.
Yeah.
I've seen that movie at least 15 times, and I always thought, like, that scene's a little weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All right, that was the last one. Sorry I butchered one of them. I really thought there was guns.
I just thought of one if you guys want let me say it. It's pretty funny.
Sure. Yeah, go.
Okay. A doctor figures out a new age method to feed the population.
Endgame? Infinity War.
No.
I was also thinking Endgame, but I was like, is Thanos a doctor?
I won't say population, just say a doctor finds a new age way to feed people.
Human centipede?
Yeah.
What? Oh, dude, ew. I was
is that
kidding.
What the movie's about?
I was kidding. Ew. Oh, ew, that's so gross. I was kidding. Ew. Ew.
Is that what that movie's about? I've never seen the movie.
No, he just fucking ties a mask to face and then they eat their shit.
Oh, nasty. So, nasty.
Never watched the movie, never even looked up a clip because it's just so gross.
I'm proud that you got that.
Yeah. You know what me and Juliana did last night?
Well, I don't really want to know. It's okay. Keep that stuff private.
No, I said that weird, but let me... Because it's something... No, that's weird. I don't know why I said it like that. Regardless.
We'll
right after Human Centipede, too.
We can tell
no, because
those,
it's gross.
We can tell those stories when we're big enough that Call Her Daddy invites us onto their podcast, Julian.
Yeah.
That's true, but this is not about that. So, for our anniversary, she got me, like, a basket of Chinese or Japanese snacks. And one of the things was, like, this little box, and it has, like... It shows, like, a little burger, french fries, a soda.
Oh.
And you make it, it's powder. So it's supposed to be, like, real food.
Yeah, dude, I've seen those. Are they good?
Disgusting. Oh, wow. I had maybe the portion of my pinky nail.
What a great gift.
Like, that much. And, no, it wasn't. That was just a part of it. Bro, the cheese, disgusting. The bread, disgusting. The french fries, I actually... Last night I was queasy and I barely ate any of it, just seeing how it was made. Mm-hmm. I watched meat rise like dough. Like, you put it in this little, like, cylinder thing, and you put water in the powder, spin it. It gets kind of like Play-Doh. It all looks like Play-Doh, and then you put it in the microwave, and it, like...
I've never seen this thing before. What is it called?
Yeah, no, I've seen them on YouTube.
I can't even... I don't know.
I don't know the name of them.
It's crazy.
It's just like, just Google like Japanese powdered burgers or something like that.
That sounds like a fucking Korean.
There's no way it's
K-pop
FDA group. Approved. Like, no there's way. No way you'll ever see that at fucking Toys R Us.
Guys, I got a couple quick topics I want to talk about here. I think are pretty relatable, pretty funny that we could go with. Okay, we'll rapid fire them off. First one: do you ever get that shiver thing when you pee? Does that happen to you guys?
Yeah.
What is
that? Oh my god.
What is that?
And if it's a good pee, you shiver harder. One time me and Julian were on the bus to go to Guelph, and I thought that each bus stop was gonna have a place to piss. So I drank like a liter of water. Dude, 45 minutes, my bladder never hurt so bad. I stumbled out of that bus. Like, it felt like someone was stabbing me in my stomach. I ran to a tree. Mm-hmm. I peed. I must have shivered for like 25 seconds. I peed for 2 minutes.
And it's always unexpected. It's like you'll just be standing there, mind your own business, and bah! Like, what the fuck? My fucking shoulder off. And do you know what the worst part about that is? It makes you miss. It
makes my nipples hard.
It makes you miss. Did you just say it makes you come, Julian?
No, I said if it's in public.
Oh.
No.
It happens to you in public.
Public is bad. I mean, Pepsi said
you've never had your fucking knees quake while you're next to another dude. You're pissing and you're like, ugh.
No, but I was just saying it makes my nipples hard as fuck, like a rock.
I mean, that I've never noticed. I've never paid attention.
Pay attention next time. You get a chill and they could cut through my t-shirt.
No, my thing is that it makes you miss. It makes you, because you'll just be standing there and just all of a sudden just like you're fucking trying to like redirect it, bro. It's like you're trying to like
if you're standing at a urinal and the guy doesn't like abide by the 1 urinal overrule, if he shivers and pisses on you, do you have the right to beat him up?
Yeah, because there's no way he's supposed to shiver and fucking turn degrees that is to get piss on you.
The urinals are pretty wide. I'm over-exaggerating when I'm throwing my shoulder that far back. Like,
yeah, I don't want him to do a 360, fucking flings piss all over the bathroom.
Can I tell a really quick funny story? Fucking makes me laugh. I'll never forget it. One time we're at the fucking movie theater. Perhaps you'll remember exactly the story I'm telling. We're like, we all do our business after the movie. He's laughing because he knows exactly the story, right? Pepsi goes to wash his hands at the sink. His hands are soaked. Turns around turns around and goes to do this. Goes like this to just shake his hands to like get some of the water off. Turns around, does it? There's a dude standing at the blow dryer. Pepsi just soaked his pants. The dude was wearing gray pants, so all you see is just all this water, just like I don't know how you had so much water in your hands. All this water on this dude's gray pants. He notices it's not our friend Jordan because he was standing at the next one, and Pepsi just goes, "Oh fuck!" and walks out with his hands dangling out of the fucking, still dripping water and dangling. He walks out of the movie theater, dripping and dangling out of the movie theater, and I was there fucking crying. I left the bathroom because I couldn't ask for what I just saw.
It's just funny because there was so many fucking people in there.
There wasn't.
How did they not just punch you,
bro? I don't think he noticed. He didn't notice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, the guy was just minding his business. There was a lot of people. That's like, you know when there's a lot of people, so you do your thing, you don't look around, right? So that's the thing. He's like doing his thing. He's not looking around. He's looking at his hands, and Pepsi goes like this. Boom. Oh, all over the guy's pants, and then he goes, oh. And walks away.
Well, what else am I supposed to do? Go, hey, buddy, sorry, your pants are fucking wet.
No, I thought he noticed.
No, he had his back turned. Okay.
Oh, it's so funny.
Here's the next one, okay?
Okay.
How often do you close an app and then immediately reopen it?
40 times a day.
Yeah, all the time. Especially if I have something productive to do, I'll open and close TikTok a fucking million times.
No,
it's disgusting.
But I mean like this. Like, I'll open Twitter, I'll scroll through, and I'll be like, okay, I'm done with Twitter. I'll close Twitter, and then I'll literally, like, in the same motion, close Twitter, open Twitter back up, and I'll be like, I just got off Twitter, what am I doing?
Yep.
I'll close it, and then I'll go open Twitter again. I did it 5 times in a row the other day. I'm like, this is terrible, I need to put it down as a podcast idea.
Yeah.
I do that, Julian's right, I do that with TikTok. I'll open it, and I'll be like, man, I gotta do something, I can't keep scrolling. And I'll close it, like, I'll physically, like, close the app, like, when you scroll away from it.
Yeah.
And then I'll just, like... Yeah, and then I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, yeah, TikTok, and I click it again, and I just reopen
I'm like, a few more videos in there. I go through a cycle, though. Like, sometimes I'll do it, so I'll close Twitter, then I'll go to Instagram, swipe Instagram, close it, go to TikTok, and then I'll just, back to Twitter.
Yeah.
And it's only been about, like, 2 minutes in between the last time I was on Twitter. I'm like, what the hell? There's nothing new on Twitter. Bullshit.
Yeah, and then I'm
onto TikTok, and then I close TikTok onto Instagram, nothing new on Instagram, back to Twitter. And for about half hour, 45 minutes, I've only seen, like, 5 new things.
Yeah. What's your next one?
This is the last one. This is a really funny one. I'll give some context after I ask the question. How does Shaq have sex?
Rough. Hard.
I don't even think he means to do it. It's just he's enormous. Like, there's no other...
No, I don't think any of that's
possible. There's another way.
I actually, in my honest opinion, I don't think that there's... I think Shaq just always has to be on the bottom. There's no way.
Yeah.
He's too tall.
Yeah.
Have you seen Shaq next to his wife? Like, height-wise?
Yeah, he's...
But he could probably... No, but he could probably, like, hold her. Just, like, kind of, like, arms like this. Just, like, wait there. You know what I mean?
So the context the context for this one is I was scrolling on TikTok the other day, and I come across a video of Shaq and a kid. And I was like, I never knew Shaq had a kid. The kid's actually, like, the kid is probably might even be older than us. I don't know. Like,
yeah, Shaquille O'Neal. He's playing in LSU basketball. There's a couple kids.
So, like, I didn't know that, right? I'm like, yo, Shaq's got a kid. I was like, wait, that means Shaq had sex. Which, I mean, like...
You're fucking, like, impossible.
I would obviously probably think, okay, Shaq, like, you know, NFL, oh my God. NBA, like, all-star, this and that. Big celebrity, personable guy and everything like that, just because he's big and tall and doesn't mean that he can't have sex. But I was just like... But, like,
you know,
does he always have to be on the bottom? Because, like, you know, there's being tall, and then there's being Shaq, and I feel like his wife has to climb up.
And yeah. It's the fact that he's also big, too. Like, he's like 350.
That's, so yeah. That's what I said. There's
I don't think he tall. Can even be in control of the whole body.
That's like, what I'm impossible. Saying. You know what it would look... You know what I think of when Greg said that? The first thing that came to my mind is, do you remember the scene with, like, Loki and Hulk? When Hulk's just going like... Doof, 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 that's doof, what it reminds me of. That's what I think of when I think of Shaq having sex.
If Shaq has a proportional body, that must be very, very long.
Have you ever seen him hold a water bottle like a regular?
It's so funny.
Like this one. Like, see how I'm holding this, and it looks
normal.
Like normal.
Looks, yeah.
He holds it, and it's like, I don't know.
It but looks it, like it looks tiny. Like you know the it short, like the little. Sandy ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like one of those.
Mm.
Yeah. So.
Like, he dwarfs it. I can't even do it with two hands. The way he makes the water bottle look puny.
Julian makes that one look big.
Yeah. That's one of the small DeSandy bottles.
Yeah. You know what I found funny about this conversation is my question was more of like, how does Shaq physically have sex? And when I said how does Shaq have sex, Pepsi started describing how he thinks Shaq like is like he's like rough, intimate. Like I'm like, no, not like that. Not what I meant.
He's definitely not into foreplay.
See, like, that's not any of the stuff I meant. But anyways, those are the three. That's the three quick fire questions I had.
You guys ever learned weird things on TikTok?
Yeah, all the time.
I learned some weird fact. You guys remember Beyblades?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you know in Beyblade canon, so like in the story, Moses parted the Red Sea with a Beyblade? That's fucking hilarious.
That is fucking bullshit. There's no way.
Yeah, Google it. Moses parted the Red Sea with a Beyblade.
That's amazing.
Let it rip, and he fucking splits the sea.
Jesus Christ, you're not. Just put in Moses with a Beyblade. Oh my god.
That's
so stupid.
I used to watch Beyblades all the time, and I don't remember that episode.
There's a video of it. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to put the on full blast.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. It's just Moses standing in the sea has been parted. There's a Beyblade flying through it.
That is insane.
Oh my god.
What do you think Moses called that Beyblade?
What?
What he called it?
Yeah, because you know how that names?
This Sea Splitter.
Sea Splitter?
Mm-hmm.
I call it the Riptide Ripper.
Riptide, nice.
Nice.
Oh, I thought we were going to go something more with the Ten Commandments.
Sexual? Like, what about, like, the angel Gabriel? Something like that.
Isn't it the Red Sea?
Yeah, it's the Red Sea.
You could call it Red Velvet.
Well, he was freeing the Jews. You could call it the Jew Freer.
Oh, my God.
The Hebrew Helper?
I played the fuck out of Beyblades, though.
What was the other one? There was Bakugans I played a bunch of, but then the other one, what's
Digimon?
The,
No.
Beat-em-ons. Yeah. Beat-em-ons.
Yeah, Beat-em-on.
With the, oh, I love Beat-em-ons. Beat-em-ons is my, I mean, mind you, I have a Bakugan right here. This guy was one of the.
Is it the Red Dragon one?
I think no, he's not. No, he's not the. This isn't the one. This is.
What's it called? I wasn't big into Bakugan or whatever the other one you said. I did like Beyblades though.
Mm-hmm.
I got Bakugan banned from.
Oh, because of the trading
and
shit?
Yeah, you did.
Because.
And stealing?
Yeah, two kids stole my Bakugan, and then I challenged them, and I beat them for it, and they were supposed to give it back. But then the kid that I beat to get it back already traded it with someone else for another one. But, like, and it was the dragon.
I think that was an arc.
Did you get into a Bakugan battle?
Yeah, that's an
I got into a few, and I won it back, but he had already given it to
someone
else.
So it wasn't like a physical altercation.
No. The other kid didn't want to give it back. He's like, well, I already traded mine away, then I'm stuck with none. And I'm like, I want it. So then after my mom called the principal, I got it back, and the principal's like, this is done. No one's bringing it.
Well, me and Julian got Snow Forts banned.
Yeah, well, it's because we got our fucking asses kicked.
Yeah.
You got Snow Forts banned? How does Snow Forts get
because,
banned at school?
Like, somebody thought I was stealing their snow, and I wasn't.
You were
and
giving
they jumped
them
me from behind.
You were giving them bricks of snow.
And they jumped me from behind, and Julian tried to save me, and I fell on the ice, and then they were kicking me in the face, and the other guy was sitting on my back. So Julian jumped on the guy on my back, and he just turned around and fucking launched Julian off the top of, like, the snow fort thing. And Julian went flying, and then the principal, Mr. Colburn, had to run in and, like, break it up, and I had a big-ass welt on my face from a boot.
He was kicking you right in the face. And honestly, you know what it looked like? Mm-hmm. I actually have a memory of Pepsi on all fours, and it looked like a woolly mammoth getting attacked by a couple of fucking saber-toothed tigers or something. And he was like, knocks him on away. And then I ran in there and just got fucking fed.
Oh, yeah, you got the smoke.
He drop-kicked me, motherfucker.
We should roll into some of those, what's it called? Jokes, yeah. Make me laugh, boys. Make me laugh.
I think Pepsi's coming prepared with dark jokes, and I have no dark jokes, so I know his are going to be super, super morbid.
Because I'm going to... you guys going to make me laugh. If you don't make me laugh, you owe me 10 body wax and 10 kiss cheeks. Cheeks on the kiss. Kisses on the cheek.
I want smoochies.
Okay, let's do this.
No, I'll explain it. So basically the point of the segment is you come with either like dad jokes, like funny ones, or it's like really dark jokes, and the key is to make the person that you're explaining them to either laugh or like smile. If they smirk or whatever, they lose, essentially. But we're not playing for keeps or anything. It's just like to see if we can make them laugh.
We're just telling some dark and dad jokes. That's about it.
Pepsi's just really competitive and he needs to fucking win. Anytime we do something, he just always has to win.
There's no competition. We're just coming with dad jokes and some dark jokes, see if we can make some good laughable content here.
Okay, well, I'm going to start, I guess I'll start with a dad joke. How does Moses make his coffee?
He brews it. Oh, damn it.
Okay.
Greg, you ready?
Yeah.
What do sprinters eat before a race?
I don't know.
Nothing. They fast.
That's a good one. It's always just that's sweating puns.
Yeah.
It's
always bad puns.
We have bad puns. Okay. Next.
How does a penguin build its house?
He glues it together.
He glues it.
I got a dark joke. I don't know if we got it. I guess we could throw it in.
Go ahead, do it. I want the dark jokes. Give them to me, you fucking dark and
dark. You guys might remember this one, but what's the difference between Hitler and my dad?
I don't know.
I've heard it before.
I don't want to give Hitler a blowjob.
Oh my god.
That's a good one. It's a classic.
Such a
Oh fuck.
That's so fucking good.
Oh my god. Okay. Oh, my head's hurting after that one.
I gotta follow that up.
I don't know. That one fucking got me.
My wife told me I had to stop acting like a flamingo. So I had to put my foot down.
What? Why is your wife calling you a flamingo? I've never heard that.
It's because flamingos stand with like one foot up, right?
I got the joke. I got the joke. It's just, I find it funny because it's like, what kind of insult is a flamingo? It's like, hey, stop being a fucking flamingo. Are flamingos actually pink?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I feel like I've never seen a live flamingo.
Panthers are also pink.
There's no fucking pink panthers.
No, shut up, you fuck. Yeah, you got me, you bastard. Okay, I got one. This one's funny. What happens when you go to the bathroom in France?
No
European.
You could have said in Europe, not just France, but I guess that's really funny. That's good.
Why don't cannibals eat clowns? Because they taste funny.
Oh, wow. Why can't you fool an aborted baby? Because it wasn't born yesterday. god. That's so bad.
That's a bad one. That's a really fucking bad one. Oh.
Okay, here, I got a good one. This one's lighthearted. I was really angry at my friend Mark for stealing my dictionary. What do you think I told him? Oh. Mark my words.
That's funny. That's cute. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Oh. Did you hear about the Italian chef who died?
No.
He passed away.
Ah, he passed.
Fuck that one.
Stupid. Oh.
Two muffins were sitting in an oven. One turned to the other and said, "Wow, it's pretty hot in here." The other one shouted, "Wow, a talking muffin."
That's just a stupid one. Oh. What the fuck?
Oh. What's Forrest Gump's email password?
I don't know.
One Forrest Jenny. One. One Forrest
Gump. Okay, you ready? How many children does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
More than 10, since my basement's still dark.
You know what's funny? At work once, Alfonso asked us to, me and Newfie, to screw in a light bulb. And it took us a lot longer than it probably should have.
Why?
Because we couldn't find the right light bulb, and then we were worried about electrocuting ourselves. We didn't have a ladder, so we were standing on top of a toilet. It was just a fucking gong show. You seen the video of me and him trying to drill into the floor, right? When they didn't give us the proper drill. Yeah, he was sitting on my back while I was pushing with all my fucking might to try to drill it in. We did 5 holes in like 6 hours. Did you hear about the guy who invented the knock-knock joke?
No.
He won the Nobel Prize.
Oh my god. That's so stupid.
Oh man, these are good.
Mm. You guys want to wrap it up?
Sure, we can wrap it up.
So, I think that's where we're going to start to wrap up our episode. As always, wanted to thank everyone for the amount of support. You know, we've been thanking a lot of people for the support on the TikTok, but I see a lot of, you know, like friends from high school and just a lot of people supporting on the Instagram, liking the reels that we post there, following, you know, supporting us by sharing on their stories. Like a lot of people have been sharing on their stories at this point. So yeah, just can't thank you all enough for that. Also too, on the actual podcast, right, we've been averaging close to about, you know, 50 to 100 listens per episode.
Which is pretty good, yeah,
for a
podcast.
Which has been
kind of
cool to see. Awesome. Yeah, like, you know, for the fact that, like, you know, it's like, yeah, we picked this up back up just, like, in the last month, and that's what's been seeing. So if you're enjoying these, you know, please DM us on, let's open them up on Instagram, maybe.
Yeah.
Just because there's a lot of people on TikTok. Let's open up the Instagram DMs. DM us. Let us know what you think about it. Like, what are your favorite segments, or if you have any other thoughts about it, because we'd love to get some feedback on the podcast as well. That's what this is all about. But obviously, most of all, with hitting 10,000 followers in the last week or so, that's just absolutely amazing. So thank you guys so much. Make sure to follow everything at Noncon Podcast. Instagram is now Non-Confrontational Podcast, and we might start switching to that so we could have the full name. But other than that, do you guys have anything else you want to say?
I don't have anything else to say other than we love you all. We really appreciate the support. Our DMs are always open if you want to chat. We're actually really good at responding.
Yeah,
and,
we are.
Hopefully, if we continue to grow, we'll continue to be sharp with the responses, because we like communicating with all you guys. It's awesome.
Yeah.
My days, like, growing up used to be, like, scrolling through YouTube comments, and I'd read, like, a lot of YouTube comments. I'd watch a video, but I'd read all the comments. If it's my own video, you best believe I'm fucking reading every single comment that's posted on that video. It already is. I've read every single comment posted on our TikTok. I don't know how many comments there are across every single TikTok, but just know I've read every single one and replied to probably about 70% of them. So I will make sure to do it.
I just wanted to say I can't wait to see what the future holds. I'm excited to be doing this with, obviously, two of my closest buddies here, basically family. And thanks for the support, everybody. We love you. Keep giving it to us, and message us in the comments. Greg, how about you tell us when to end this?
Anyways, all right, let's wrap it up.
We will see you later.